Produce Show bonus cast has arrived at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. $1,000 in Auto Show bonus cash on select vehicles. 0% 72-month financing available. GM card holders, look in the mail for additional GM card enhancements. Save over $14,500 on a 2018 Chevy Silverado 4-Wheel Drive Crew Cab All-Star Edition with 5.3-liter V8 engine. Heated seats, Bose audio system, rear vision camera, spray-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, and a trailering package for only $38,232. Lease a 2019 Chevy Traverse LT with heated seats, power liftgate, remote start, lane change cross-traffic alert, and rear vision camera. Only $278 a month. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive with remote start, heated seats, and power liftgate. Lease it for only $210 a month. Lease price is based on lease loyalty with $2,000 down on a 24-month, 12,000-mile per year lease. So, find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Final score, Bad Axe 55, Lakers 37. Bad Axe now in first place, remains in first place in the Greater Thumb West. They will enter tonight tied with USA, both at 4-0. We're still looking for that final score from USA as they were. Looks like Caro is leading Cass City right now, 52-49, less than a minute in the game. That's over on 92-1 right now. No word yet on that USA game, though. That's the one we're looking for. See if Bad Axe is in first place by themselves or not. They're up against Vassar tonight, USA. But let's go through the scoring for both teams. For the first, for the Bad Axe Hatchets, led by Cody Tulaski with 16 points, and he just missed one free throw. Looks like eight attempts, so 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Impressive numbers for Cody Tulaski again, leading the way with 16 points. Aaron Soles, the freshman, for Bad Axe, 14 points for him, including the 7 in the second quarter, 5 in the third quarter, and 2 in the fourth. After that, we have Jensen Emmerich with 11, the sophomore. Colby Meeks at 8. James Curvin with 3. Spencer Britt at 2. And Michael Messing with 1. For the Lakers, they were led by Mason Pasek with 12 points, 10 of those coming in the fourth quarter alone. Anthony Sheridan with 10. Garrett Bowles at 5, Andrew Siegfried and Carson Binder at 4, and then Hunter Keim at 2 points. And that's all was said and done for the Lakers. John Mooney, what do you have for shooting here?
As far as shooting is concerned, the Hatchets. By the way, isn't it nice to have three kids in double figures?
Yeah, that's the magic number.
Usually a key for victory. Anyways, grand total, 20 for 54, 37% for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Breaking it down, inside they were 16 for 42, 38%. And on the outside, 4 for 12, 33%. This was just a fantastic effort for the Hatchets. For the Lakers, grand total was 13 for 56, 23%. And keep in mind that they did go 10 for 30 in the second half for 33%, while the first half was at 11%. Taking that one quarter off was just devastating for the Lakers. But anyways, as it breaks down, inside they were 12 for 43, that's 27%. Outside, 1 for 13, 7%. And tonight was just a game of shooting. Whoever shot the most was not necessarily going to be the winner, but the one who shot it more accurately was the winner.
Taking his score by quarter here. In the first quarter, Bad Axe came out with 13 quick points. Lakers had 7. And I'd like to point out in that first quarter, Lakers had 15 total rebounds, 12 offensive rebounds, 3 defensive glass. compared to VanEck's 7, and it was a close game despite a 6-point ball game. Both teams with 6 turnovers in that first quarter. In the second quarter, though, that's when the wheels fell off for Lakers as they were outscored by VanEck's 14-0 entering the half, and it was 27-7, a 20-point ball game at the half. Then moving on to the third quarter, Lakers showing some glimmers of hope, but they were still outscored 21-14 in that third quarter by the VanEck's Hatchets. And at that point, VanEck's had 14 turnovers, Lakers had 17. In the fourth quarter, VanEck's kind of calls off the dogs. The Lakers actually outscores them 16-7 as they're feeding inside to Anthony Sheridan, then later Mason Pasek to bring this one within 18 points. 55-37, your final score. VanEck's victorious, remains in first place in the Greater Than West. And things looking up for the VanEck's Hatchets. Lakers finishing off a pretty rough week for them. Losing on Wednesday to USA 26-69, tonight 37-55.
Well, you know, there's good news and bad news for the Lakers. You know, the good news would be that tonight I had it as far as the foul shots were concerned. Grand total was 10 for 12, 83%. That's really good shooting and everything. And that could pay dividends down the road. The bad news, obviously, was the fourth league loss. Falling to 1-4, the Lakers are, and 4 losses, that pretty much does it as far as any league championship hopes.
When you take a look at the this week, Lakers was outscored 63-124. When you combine that loss to USA 69-26, then tonight 55-37. Average scoring this week for the Lakers 31.5-62. Was your average scores for Lakers. They have now lost 4 in a row in 5 of their last 6. For the VanEck's Hatchets, they have now won 6 in a row in 8 of their last 9.
5-0 in league is you know,
that's
fantastic.
Impressive.
It really is. And, of course, it sets up the showdown that's going to occur next Wednesday with USA visiting right here on this floor, taking on the VanEck's Hatchets. The Hatchets are now 8-2 overall. They finished half their season, 80% clip. Very, very impressive. And I'll tell you what really impressed me the most was one timeout that Coach Krug took. And basically it was done in the second half. And really all he needed to go ahead and do was just go ahead and settle the troops down and let them know exactly what they were doing when they're attacking. The Laker pressure, they were actually falling into the hands of the Laker trap, getting rid of the ball and on a shot that they really didn't want. Lakers cleared the ball and take it down, and they were scoring. And this could have been a different ball game had the timeout not occurred. I'm sure Coach Krug went ahead and settled them down and said, look, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and forget the fool's gold pass. We're just going to go ahead and pull the ball out. We're going to run our offense. And we're going to find the open man and get a good shot. Okay, if we don't make the shot, that's fine. But at least we had a good look rather than a blurred look.
We have much more to come in your postgame show here on the WLW Sports Network as the VanEck Hatchets make it 6 in a row as they take out the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in commanding fashion. Final score, VanEck 55, Lakers 37. We'll have much more after this, and some scores from around the area right here on the WLW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Let me guess, your New Year's resolution is already long gone, and you're right back where you started, if not further behind. But here's the deal. Shure has 11 family medicine providers spread across Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, and Elkton. All you need to do is call up one of our clinics, and we'll take care of the rest. And here are the numbers even, so you have no excuse. For Paul Skadden and Brenna Kretschmer in Sebring, 989-883-9656. Pigeon, that's Lori Hanselman, Lois Booms, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagros, and Sheena Dom, 453-2141. In Caseville, Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold, 856-3449. And in Elkton, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf, you can call 375-2214. Or if you're bad with numbers, you can just go to sure.org and click on the Providers tab at the very top. It's that simple. You told yourself 2019 was going to be your year. Let's get it going together. That's sure.org and click on Providers at the top. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking